Welcome to the Motor City Sports Rundown. I'm host A, joined by host B. We are right in the thick of August, which means the sports calendar in Detroit is starting to stack up.
It's that beautiful collision we wait for all year. Baseball pennant races heating up, NFL preseason finally giving us live snaps, and apparently absolute chaos in the hockey front office.
Chaos might be an understatement. We've got a massive shift down at Little Caesars Arena. The Steve Yzerman era as general manager is taking a sharp turn, and the search for his replacement is pulling names from entirely different sports. We are going to break down exactly what Chris Illich is thinking.
Plus, the Lions hit the field. We warned you last week that Jared Goff and the starters were sitting out the preseason opener against the Bengals. The 16-14 loss wasn't the story. The story was the depth chart, and specifically, a brutal night for wide receiver Isaac Tesla.
We will get into all of it. Let's start downtown with the Red Wings.
So the headline out of the Detroit Free Press says it all. Things are chaotic at LCA, as the Red Wings GM search includes the Tigers GM. I had to read that twice when it dropped. It feels like a simulation glitch. Let's lay out the facts first. Steve Yzerman is transitioning from general manager to a senior advisor role. He is completely stepping away from hockey operations. He will not be involved in the GM search, which marks the quiet end of the Yzer plan as we knew it. When he came back to Detroit, he was viewed as the ultimate savior. He had absolute autonomy. But you look at the last few seasons, the rebuild stalled. They accumulated prospects, but they never made that definitive leap into Eastern Conference contenders. Ownership clearly lost patience. So Chris Illich brings in an outside executive search firm, Turnkey ZRG, to handle the process. Using a corporate firm is fascinating because NHL teams usually just hire from within the old boys club. Going outside means they want a completely fresh perspective. But the detail that is breaking everyone's brain is that Jeff Greenberg, the general manager of the Detroit Tigers, is not only assisting with this search, he is reportedly being considered as a candidate for the Red Wings GM job. A baseball general manager running an NHL franchise. It feels like a big gamble. We know Illich owns both teams, and he clearly values Greenberg's heavily analytical approach. Baseball has been dominated by analytics for two decades, but hockey is a continuous flow sport. The data models don't translate one-to-one. They don't translate at all in some areas. Baseball is discrete events. Pitch, swing, hit, catch. Hockey is chaos on ice. If you put Greenberg in charge of the Red Wings, you are making a philosophical declaration that roster management, salary cap navigation, and organizational structure are entirely sport agnostic. You're saying a smart executive can manage anything, regardless of the product on the ice. Exactly. And maybe there's truth to that if he hires a brilliant hockey-specific assistant GM to run the scouting and evaluation side. But the learning curve for Greenberg would be vertical. He wouldn't know the specific tendencies of players around the league. He wouldn't have those decades-long relationships with other NHL front offices when it comes time to make a trade. Speaking of trades, that brings us to the immediate problem. Right now, Sean Horkoff is acting as the assistant GM, handling day-to-day front office responsibilities. But he's not allowed to make trades. Right, the front office is essentially paralyzed. They are keeping the lights on. Horkoff can sign a minor league deal, he can manage the practice facility schedule, but if another team calls dangling a top four defenseman, Horkoff can't pull the trigger.
And training camp is right around the corner. You have players preparing for the season and they have no idea who is actually evaluating them for the future. The search firm is moving slowly. It creates a vacuum of leadership.
The biggest casualty of that vacuum is the Dylan Larkin situation.
The turbulence with the captain. We know there are unresolved issues there regarding his long-term fit with the next phase of this roster.
If you bring in a new GM, especially an outsider like Greenberg, their first major test is how they handle Larkin. Does an analytics guy look at Larkin's age and contract and decide to make a cold, calculated move? An old-school hockey guy might view the captain as untouchable for culture reasons. A data-driven baseball executive might just see an asset with declining future value.
That clash of philosophies is exactly why people inside the building are calling it chaotic. You waited years for the rebuild under Iserman, and now you might hand the keys to a guy whose primary expertise is spin rate and launch angle.
We'll see if Greenberg actually gets the job, or if he's just acting as a consultant for Illich. But the fact that his name is in the mix for the actual GM chair tells you everything you need to know about where ownership's head is at.
Let's shift gears to Allen Park. The Lions dropped their preseason opener 16-14 against the Cincinnati Bengals on Thursday.
As we talked about on our last episode, Dan Campbell made the call to sit Jared Goff and the key starters. This was purely a depth chart evaluation game.
And the position we were watching closest was wide receiver. In Ben Johnson's scheme, the WR3 isn't just a decoy. Amon-Ra St. Brown does the dirty work over the middle. Jameson Williams takes the top off the defense. That third guy has to be able to beat man coverage on the boundary on 3rd and 6.
Isaac Teslaya had a golden opportunity to make a statement and claim that job. Instead, he ended up being the biggest loser of the night.
3 targets, 0 catches.
It wasn't just that he didn't catch the ball. It was how he didn't catch the ball. The first quarter sequence was a nightmare.
He gets targeted. The ball hits him directly in the hands, bounces off his face mask, and pops right into the arms of Bengals safety Jordan Battle for an interception.
Credit to Battle for being in the right spot, but that ball was thrown with anticipation. The quarterback put it exactly where it needed to be. Teslaya just clamped his hands shut a fraction of a second too late. It's a fundamental lack of concentration. You can't script a worse start for a guy trying to prove he belongs in the NFL. You run the right route, you get the target, and you create a turnover for the defense. And he didn't bounce back. Later in the first half, the Lions are deep in Cincinnati territory. 4th down. They go to Teslaya again to keep the drive alive, and he drops it. 2 catastrophic drops in high-use situations. This didn't happen in a vacuum, either. The context here is that Teslaya has had a really sluggish summer training camp. He's been struggling to consistently create separation against the defensive backs in practice. When you're a fringe roster guy, the coaching staff is looking for reasons to keep you. But when your mistakes directly translate into turnovers during live game action, you make it really easy for them to cut you.
Dan Campbell was asked about Teslaya's rough night after the game. Campbell did his usual thing. He protected the player. He said he isn't overly concerned and pointed to Teslaya's drive to improve. I respect how Campbell handles the media, but that's coach speak. Behind closed doors, they have to be panicked about the receiver depth. How much patience can you realistically show? The Lions have Super Bowl aspirations this year. They aren't in a rebuild where they can afford to let a guy work through the yips during the regular season. They can't. If Jameson Williams tweaks a hamstring in week 2, your WR3 suddenly becomes your WR2. If that guy is dropping 4th down passes, your offense stalls out. Do you think Brad Holmes looks outside the building?
Absolutely. He has to be monitoring the waiver wire right now. When other teams make their final roster cuts, I expect the Lions to claim a veteran receiver. They need stability. Tesla still has a couple of preseason games left to salvage his roster trajectory, but the microscope is locked on him now. Every time the ball comes his way, the entire coaching staff is going to be holding their breath. All right, let's hit a few more stories from the weekend before we wrap things up today.
Sounds good. Keep the momentum going.
Sticking with the Lions, we have a stock up report for defensive end Ahmed Hassanein. He was their 6th round pick, 196th overall, back in the 2025 draft out of Boise State.
He essentially had a redshirt rookie year after suffering a severe pectoral injury in the 2025 preseason, reached an injury settlement, eventually came back to the practice squad, but didn't play a snap.
Now he's turning heads in camp. He's a fascinating story. Moved from Egypt to the U.S., picked up football late, but still racked up 119 tackles, 35 tackles for loss, and 24 sacks in college.
2-time first-team All-Mountain West. He's raw, and he's still learning hand placement against NFL tackles, but his motor is relentless. The Lions need pass-rushing depth behind Aiden Hutchinson, and Hassanein is working his way right into that conversation.
Moving to the Diamond, the Tigers are pulling off a magical run here in August to climb back into the American League playoff picture. manager AJ Hinch recently said the team has a completely new identity post-trade deadline.
He called them younger, fresher, and more athletic, and it's working. They shifted away from relying on stagnant veteran molds and just injected pure youth into the clubhouse.
We saw rookie Kevin McGonigal making an immediate impact, and then Max Clark making his highly anticipated Comerica Park debut. The front office philosophy actually changed.
You can feel the energy shift in the building. When you bring up top prospects, it fundamentally changes the internal pressure. The veterans wake up, the crowd gets louder, and suddenly you're winning games you were dropping back in May.
That is going to do it for today's episode of the Motor City Sports Rundown.
Thanks for hanging out with us. We will be back on Wednesday with more updates from Allen Park, and hopefully some clarity on the Red Wings general manager search.
Until then, take care.